You know it, Joe. You know it, Joe. Your fist is pumping in the air right now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Joe Hagenmiller's with us here on Mix 93 WKMJ. His favorite song in the world, Born to Run, which was what he was. And he doesn't run as much as he used to, though, but he certainly has everybody else running well. A head coach of the track and field teams, the Nordic skiing teams, and the cross-country teams, everything Joe is involved with has been good. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Dirk.
Well, Joe, talk about you guys wrapped up most of your Nordic skiing team. I know you got some skiers out there doing some other events individually, but as a team, you guys are done with skiing. You've started the track season. Talk about what Joe's focused on these days.
Well, the next 4 weeks, we're going to be on the road with the track team. Starting up this coming weekend on Friday and Saturday, we'll be in Quad Cities down in the border of Iowa and Illinois at Augustana College for what's called the Viking Olympics. It should be a good meet for us to start the season. There's a lot of opportunities for the athletes to do a few events that we don't have on the schedule very often, things like maybe a 4x8 relay or a 4x2 relay, things that maybe the athletes haven't done since they were in high school, since they're not on the NCAA national program or on like the Olympic program, which is mirrored by our NCAA program. Then following that, we'll be down at St. Norbert College the week after, and then the next day we'll be at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. The weekend after that, we'll be going over towards St. Cloud, Minnesota to St. John's University for a meet, and the weekend after that, we'll be at Grand Valley State University for a meet. And then most of the team will have a little break there to try to get ready for finals, and then during finals week, we'll take off for the GLIAC Championships.
So, yeah, it's a quick season after we finally get into it here. I know you guys got things going down in Hilton, or not Hilton Head, but you guys were down at Coastal Carolina in South Carolina during spring break, and you had some athletes go down there, not everybody, but obviously one big performance was Sean setting the school record in the 1500, or the 5K, excuse me.
Yeah, it's really exciting that Sean has picked up this spring right where he left off last fall with just some top-notch running over, you know, our longer distances, 5 and 10Ks. He traveled down to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and threw down a heck of a race, set our new school record, dipping under 1440. And at the time, he was sixth on the list nationally to qualify in the 5K. This weekend, he is actually heading to Raleigh with a small group of guys to hopefully throw down a 10K down right around 30 minutes or sub 30 minutes, and that should get him into the national meet. That's our goal for the weekend for him. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. He broke our school record, which has been around for over 15 years now. So, you know, we can't be any more proud of Sean.
And I know you've got some other athletes who are, you're hoping to qualify for nationals, in different events. And, it seems like over the years we've had maybe one athlete who's been on that list of trying to qualify for nationals, or, you know, several trying, but one only able to attain it. Talk about maybe some other ones that we might have a chance to get to the nationals this year.
Sure. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention Neani Lane, an All-American from last year,
right,
in the 1500, and he is where he was last year, if not ahead at this time. So we're looking forward to some big things from him. Jason Saliga was on the list last year in the steeplechase, and that was the first year that he had done any steeplechase races. And that is really a hard event for those of you who don't know what the steeplechase is. It's 3,000 meters, so roughly 2 miles of running on the track with the steeplechase. steeplechase hurdles out there, which are pretty darn solid barriers. They're not like a hurdle where if you hit it, you know, no big deal. You'll just knock the hurdle over. Plus, you got to go over the water jump 7 times. So that's really a tough event. It's one for people who are ready to go out there and just put their game face on and give her. And that's a perfect event for Jason. On top of that, he's really a tall fella. So those hurdles aren't quite as tall for him as they might be for me.
It probably helps.
And then we've got Kyle Peterman was on the list last year in the disc. And hopefully we can get him throwing even further this year than he was last year with another year of training. So those are four exciting guys to watch, and we've got some other people that maybe might be able to pop in there as well.
I know we're running out of time here, Joe, and that's my fault, but we didn't talk about sports camps, which is one of the reasons why we're doing Drive Time today. You've got the mountain biking camp coming on up in June. Talk about maybe some details about that.
Sure. The mountain bike camp's going to go June 17th through the 21st. So we're talking Bridgefest weekend there. We've got a pro mountain biker that'll be coming in and helping Coach Joda and myself coach the camps. And then we've got Dr. John DeRocher from the biology department will be giving us some lectures on the physiology of mountain biking. Should be a great opportunity for young athletes to learn more about the sport of mountain biking and really enjoy some of the awesome trails we have here in the UP.
And age group for the camp?
We're age 13 to U20. So basically those kids between 13 and 19 are really welcome to come, and we'd be excited to have them.
All the information for that camp, by the way, is on the Michigan Tech Rec website. Go to MichiganTechHuskies.com, click on Recreation, and it's so easy to navigate through the site that they've had up now for a couple of years, and we suggest everybody does that. Joe, we can't thank you enough for your time. Good luck this weekend and the rest of the way, okay?
You bet. Thanks.
All right, Joe Hagenmiller here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And, yeah, that is our one segment of our sports camp / off-season Huskies Drive Time.
Yeah, next one coming up in 2 weeks. We'll do more. We'll talk to more coaches. And, Dirk, we'd be remiss if we didn't at least give a shout-out to the hockey team making the NCAA tournament on Drive Time here. Obviously, a lot of fun. Those guys getting an opportunity to go to Fargo and play in the national tournament for the first time in 34 years. I know you're excited. Your first NCAA tournament game, and everybody is. Looking forward so much to that game on Friday afternoon, and can't wait.
Can't wait. It's 4 o'clock pregame, 4:30 face-off right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
The 34-year wait is over. The Hockey Huskies are heading to the dance. And it's taken by David Johnstone. He'll flip it up. And coming in now is Heenan on a breakaway. Heenan shoots. Score! Fifth-ranked Michigan Tech takes on former WCHA foe St. Cloud State this Friday in the NCAA West Regional Semifinal in Fargo, North Dakota. Our exclusive radio coverage starts at 4 with the face-off at 4:30. Michigan Tech hockey in the national tournament this Friday afternoon at 4, only on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Broadcasting from WKMJ-FM Hancock, South Range, Jacobsville.